Oh, that's right. We are right here with two great artists. In fact, they just arrived from Canada, and they can inform us going through the border, you can get through, but it is difficult. Is this correct? I mean, they don't just let the border wide open, do they, Diana?
No way. They check you pretty good. Yeah. But we managed to have all the papers we needed, and we made sure of it before we left home. And so we're able to be here and get through safe.
Well, that's right. I've got the one paper I need. That is a U.S. passport. That helps me greatly.
That's
right.
Chris is lucky.
That's that northern border that we seem to secure with neighbors of ours. Yeah. We have it very secure. You know, one thing I just want to say, you know, there is an old poem. I think it's a Robert Frost. Good fences make good neighbors. That's a good one, isn't it? And in light of the things that are going on our southern border, maybe things would be a little easier if we had that, right?
No, true enough. Those are wise words, aren't they?
So you've been on the road. Who does most of the driving?
I do.
You do?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
You don't want to ruin that national treasure. Yeah,
right,
there,
that's right. She said we got to keep the voice, safe and sound. Yeah.
She needs her rest.
You know, also give Diana props. She's an excellent navigator, too.
I'm the one with the maps.
And you follow what she says?
I do. I know what's good for me.
So. Okay. Well, that's pretty cool. Now, Diana, I was reading over the bio here and everything, and your family is really a Southern family.
That's right.
You ended up in Canada. How did that family?
Well, we ended up in Canada many, many generations ago through something called the Underground Railroad.
Right.
And so my great-great-great-grandparents were born right here in the South. But due to slavery and due to their need to get north to Canada where they could be free earlier than the United States, they hit the road. hit the road, Jack. And they escaped through the Underground Railroad, and so our family settled in Canada.
You know, the Underground Railroad is really a fascinating story, particularly when you consider all the quilts, and the quilts tell the story of where to go when they were going the Underground Railroad.
That's right. There are many things that they used. Quilts, the stars in the sky, the moss on the trees to tell them which way was north.
There's a lot of music, too. A lot of songs that have, hidden lyrics.
Yeah. So, and y'all have actually done stuff in the schools, haven't you, with that?
Yes, we have. We've been touring a show in the schools for the past 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
Every February, Black History Month, we take our show right into the schools for the whole month. And for the other part of the year, we're touring, doing our blues show. But it's been very successful, and we've reached over 80,000 students with our story, which is with slides and music, songs, and we tell the story of the Underground Railroad.
The cool part about it is that Diana's mother's a great historian, so she's got all these old pictures from, I didn't even know they had photographs, you know, back that far, but of the people that, you know, originally came to Canada through the Underground Railroad and of, you know, the farms where people settled and all of that kind of thing. So it's great to be able to show the students actual pictures from way back then, and they love that.
Now, do you do this in Canada or do you come over to the United States?
We've been to the United States with the show as well. And we actually showed it recently at a festival in just outside of Washington, D.C., at the Tinner Hill Festival.
Right.
And we brought the show there and anywhere pretty well that we play the blues. If there's an opportunity in the daytime, we'll do that show on the Underground Railroad.
Well, that's terrific.
Thank you.
How do the students appreciate it?
The students appreciate it in different ways.
Okay. That's a good way to put it, Diana.
It all depends on the age of some of the students. But for the most part, I'll say that we've been very well received. You know, the odd time you'll get some kids that aren't really interested in anything, really, right. You know, other than clowning around. But for the most part, we've had good reception for
the
show.
Yeah, and we're lucky, too, because we've got, you know, all the slides. We've got all our musical instruments and songs and stories, and there's pretty well enough there to keep them well entertained as well as informed, you know.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things that I think is so wonderful is when musicians do go into the schools and do things. I don't know if, do you know Mac Arnold?
Yes, we know about Mac, and
you
I'm
know about Mac.
We've worked with Mac's
him.
Band actually up
Have
in
you?
Up in Greer.
Yes.
We played at club
there next Tuesday,
and we'll be going back again next Tuesday for. And,
Are you playing at his restaurant? No,
no,
no.
No
this
at
is
another club.
Another club, that, but uh-huh. with Max and Max Hightower, Plateful of Blues, a real
yes.
fine
we've
band.
Heard nothing
and
but good things about.
We're hoping to meet Mac this
we're
weekend,
meet
actually.
Him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's going to be playing. Unfortunately, he's going to be playing tonight. When you're playing
oh.
tonight, he's going to be at Sundance Gallery one night only.
Only one
oh,
night.
Oh, that's right.
Well, maybe we'll meet
you
him up
go
in Greer. Yeah, yeah.
Well, no.
You'll have to go to his restaurant, Mac
yes,
Arnold's
yes,
Place
will.
Full of Blues.
We
yeah.
will, yeah.
yeah. But he's a great guy, but he has a foundation that works with young people. They actually take instruments into the schools. They try to get donated instruments, and then mm-hmm. they give the instruments. And the foundation is I Can Do Anything, mm-hmm. and it has to do I Can Do Anything with my education. And there's a whole song and everything about it. Mm-hmm. And it's really
that's great.
It's really good.
Yeah, that's good to hear.
Yeah.
Give him something back, you know.
Mm-hmm. He is giving
yeah,
something
mm-hmm.
back.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And I think it was, I talked to M.J. Vaughn, Maurice Vaughn, and he has done similar type things in the schools, going into the schools. Mm-hmm. So I love to hear it when musicians are going into the schools, mm-hmm. number one, helping keeping the blues alive.
Exactly,
and
yeah.
exciting that interest.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
No, it's definitely important to always be reaching the new generation, you know, with the music and the history and all of that. So, yeah, we agree with you on that.
So, Chris, how did you get interested in the blues?
Well, I guess when I heard it, it just, from a young age, it just kind of captivated me. There was something about it. I was very fortunate. Like, as you mentioned earlier, I was born in Kansas, but I moved up to Toronto. And just at that time, a legendary blues artist by the name of Lonnie Johnson moved to Toronto as well. And I happened to meet Lonnie Johnson and be able to kind of learn some things about the guitar and about the music and go and hear him play all the time. And he was like a mentor to me when I was a teenager. And he got me off on, you know, the path of the blues. I was going to say the right path, but yeah, whatever path you want to call
path.
It. Yeah, yeah, that's
go.
Right. But, you know, he was great. And there was a great music scene thriving at that time with a lot of the older blues musicians who, you know, have passed on now. I was able to hear them play live and to meet some of them and get a chance to even work with people like Lonnie and Blind John Davis from Chicago, who's maybe not so well known as a big name, but the recordings he played on, he was the house piano player at Bluebird Records in Chicago for years. So he played with Big Bill Brunzi and Tampa Red and many others, and I got to work with Blind John for a while.
And weren't you on Saturday Night Live?
I was, actually.
I thought I read something
yes.
about that.
I was with Leon Redbone, who I worked with for a while. I did an album with Leon, and that was a lot of fun. That was,
oh, come on
yeah.
now. That's got that was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
that,
yeah.
I bet it was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun, but, you know, it was also very nerve-wracking because you realize that you're playing live. No chance again if you mess up,
no
you know, yeah, no
there.
Studio album there. So they do one thing that I don't know if everybody knows this or not, but they actually record the show twice. That you do a show from 8 o'clock till 10:30 or whatever it is, and you run through the whole show before the live audience, and then they actually make little changes before, like they're madly running around saying, we're going to drop this bit, or you've got to change that song or something, right before you're about to go live before whatever million people. Yeah.
So it didn't bother you at all, did it?
No. Cool as a cucumber, right? Yeah. But it was pretty exciting. And back in the early days of Saturday Night Live, too. So I think the cast at that time included the late John Belushi and Steve Martin and Dan Aykroyd. And
the legends.
The legends, exactly. And we were doing an album with Leon at the time. They came down to the recording studio and hung out and stuff. I'll never forget those times, absolutely. Yeah.
And Steve Martin is quite a banjo player.
He is. I heard some of his stuff on... Bluegrass Network, and he's a very accomplished banjo player.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
So that's pretty cool. Hey, I tell you what, I am here with Diana Lee Braithwaite. Am I saying it right? I watched a couple of videos. And Chris Whiteley, and they are husband and wife. They are here with us. They are a very special guest. But right now, let's hear South Carolina news, and we'll be right back.
Gold. Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
I guess you're right. It just doesn't feel right when it's a glass of red wine for one. Mm-hmm. And that's why we've got a party going on over here at Sharp Facets this afternoon.
Right.
It's nice. I know you just got into town and you had to rush to get over here. It's nice to be able to sit down and relax and just do some talking,
beautiful.
Isn't it?
It sure
is.
It's
very nice. And it's nice and cool.
Nice and cool.
You got nice air conditioning. We're chilling out here.
That's great.
Hanging out, having a good time.
Excellent. I am so glad. Well, listen, I understand that, we were talking about the connection to Saturday Night Live. I understand just a little while ago you had an opportunity to see Dan Aykroyd again.
That's right. We, just a few weeks back, we played at a reunion concert of a blues club where Dan had been involved in it. This was probably back in the 70s, I believe, and so he was kind of one of the sponsors of this big get-together, and we found out that Dan is now, as well as his, continuing love of blues and blues music and comedy, of course, his big passion now is producing high-end vodka, and so we were lucky enough as performers there to be given the crystal skull full of this high-end vodka. It's made with no preservatives of any kind, no additives, or it's supposed to be, the purest thing you can drink. And
and how did it taste?
It tastes pretty good, and it certainly thumbs gets up. The job done. It's very clean, and yeah, it's very nice. As you suggested, I think, the idea is you finish off the high-end vodka and then you refill that crystal skull with whatever you can get your hands on.
And just say, here it is. Yeah. Look, I'm just opening
That's right, for the first time.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. But, Diana, I would love to hear the story how y'all met.
Oh, sure. Well, we met years ago. There was a place in Toronto called Albert's Hall, and they used to have weekly Stormy Monday Blues shows.
Stormy Monday Blues shows. Yeah.
And they were actually hosted by a good friend of ours, Danny Marks, who is a DJ in Toronto on a radio show.
He's the one that's called you the National
Canada's
Treasure.
Canada's National Treasure.
There you go.
Yeah.
No wonder.
And Danny's a great person, and like yourself, loves the blues and has done a lot to keep the blues alive in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
So he had hosted these Monday evening, Stormy Monday blues jams, and Chris and I used to attend, and that's actually the first time we met. It was at one of those events where we were both, I was singing the blues and Chris was playing guitar.
And were was he playing for you, or no? He was playing his side, and you were doing your thing.
Well, we were on the stage together, but it wasn't that we were planned to be together.
Okay.
He just happened to be playing, and I was singing.
Okay. That time,
I think so. I was in the band that night, and you were sitting in as a special guest
that.
So it was a kind of a spontaneous event. But
yes.
Yeah.
And that's the first time that we met, were introduced, and.
So is that when the relationship started, or was that just when you met now?
That was just when we met.
Okay.
Yes.
It was obviously very important to him because he could tell us details.
That's right. Yeah.
I mean, Diana was a little fuzzy on the details, but Chris, I
remember it well. Everything just exactly. Yeah. I think she was wearing a light blue sweater, and I'm making that up,
okay.
Actually. Yeah, I don't remember it that well. But
you
yeah.
were that yeah. smitten, right?
Yeah,
there.
Yeah.
There
but,
you go.
And smitten with the voice as well. Yeah, yeah. It was great. And we did, subsequent to that, get a chance to do some gigs together officially. And, the more we performed together, the more we realized that our musical tastes were so compatible, and we enjoyed not only hanging out together, but the same kind of music. And it just seemed to be one of those things that worked real well for us.
And so how long have y'all been married?
Well, we've been together now for, I guess it's now 10 years.
10 years.
Okay, 10 years. Mm-hmm. All right, well, excellent. And still going strong here, right?
Still going strong.
Okay, mm-hmm. All right, good to hear. I mean, it's good to have these details out so that everybody
that's
knows.
That's right, yeah. That's
yes,
right.
Yes, yes. It's, yes, and, in Canada, I think, I'm not sure what the situation is like down here for interracial couples, but I know it's quite common, really, in Canada.
It's getting a lot more common here in the South, South and in the United States. Yeah.
That's right, yeah. And I think for us it's about people, we're both human beings. We both had so much in common, music and lots of things. We love family activities. When we're not on the road doing our gigs and doing music, we're really spending a lot of time with our family, and we both brought a lot of extended family to the picture because we both had marriages previously.
Okay.
And so this is something that's been quite a journey, and it's been a wonderful journey with ups and downs, and really wouldn't trade it for anything. So I think it's been a really successful.
You are recording this show, is that correct? Yeah.
And videoing
it,
too.
Right.
I'm trying to see if Diana blushes here. Yeah, okay. I think it's great. And I think sometimes it takes a time or two to get it right,
mm-hmm.
to find that That's soulmate. Right. And, my husband and I, Jeff and I, work together all the time. We are, we get up in the morning and we spend the whole day, and we go with Gracie, of course, through the afternoon. Then we go home and you go to bed, and it's a different type of relationship
when you're together
all the time. And it takes a special type of people that can get along.
Right.
Don't you agree, Diana?
For sure. You live and you learn.
You do.
And it does take a special type of person because we are together 24/7 pretty well.
Yeah, driving in that car all those days, coming down here.
Yeah,
exactly. So it is special, and it is special that your music. Now, how would you describe your music? What type of blues is it that you
like? Do a mixture of real traditional blues and new originals. And we go, our spectrum of the blues music will reach all the way back to the 1920s with some songs. But for the most part, we tend to do a lot of Chicago blues.
Mm-hmm.
And then we do original songs that we've written, and they are written in the style, once again, of the blues spectrum. It's all blues. It's real, authentic blues. That's what we're known for. And we're known to not be a loud band,
mm-hmm.
even when we're playing with a lot of musicians. On this tour, we're doing a lot of duo shows. And so we're doing acoustic blues.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. And Chris is a multi-instrumentalist. He plays a trumpet, guitar, harmonica, even not in this show, but he also plays the lap steel guitar.
At the same time.
All at the same time. That's right. You got to see that to believe it.
Yeah, you sure have to. In fact, tonight you are going to be at the Mill House from 8 to 11 tonight, right?
Looking forward to that. Yes, we are.
Are you going to get a break between?
Yeah, right.
Well, you're on the radio here with me, and then I guess go maybe rest up a little bit mm-hmm. and eat something.
We're looking forward to it.
Because
we've always enjoyed the good food down here in South Carolina.
Absolutely. Well, you're going to have some good food over there at the Mill House, too. You're going to be there at the Mill House, so people have plenty of opportunity. You guys are working a lot.
We are.
8 to 11 tonight, tomorrow on Friday from 1:15 to 2 on the CenturyLink stage, and then 8 to 10 at Flynn's on Maxwell.
Yes.
Now, that's a very nice place
right there.
Yeah, good. You're going to like that. They have their own craft beers, and they have wine, and it's a nice, very nice ambience there.
I like the sound of that.
That's right, very exactly. Good. Yeah. And then 1 to 1:45 on Saturday, back on the CenturyLink main stage, and then 9 p.m. to midnight on Saturday night. God almighty, when are you guys going to rest? You're going to be at Polo's. So, you got to hear them. You know, we played a little bit of their music, but I'm finding out a lot more about them than you probably ever could. Hey, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, I tell you, I'm going to shake those blues away. You know, that has a little bit of a Motown feel to it, doesn't it, Diana?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
That song is actually it's my daughter singing.
Is it? In the background? Yeah.
On that song. And we just wanted to try something. We were doing something a little more, like you say, Motown, a little funky. And we had our band playing, and it's a nice little rocking tune.
Yeah, it is a nice little one. You know, shake that blues off. Yeah.
That's right.
Get out of that bed and shake the blues off, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Well, doesn't always work that way, though, does it?
No.
No?
There's good blues and bad blues.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
So let's see. So on this tour, you're down here working hard right here in Greenwood for the Festival of Discovery and Blues Cruise. You don't want to miss them. They are playing a lot of different times, a lot of different places. You will have the opportunity. Make sure you put them on your list. They are from Canada. Let's see. What did I read? You've won 9-time Canadian National Blues Award winners.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's pretty impressive, Diana.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Yeah, we've been very fortunate that way. And for those who may not know, Canada actually has a thriving blues scene. There's, you know.
We don't know much about Canada down here in South Carolina. You know, we're just not really into Canada, but we're proud that you're here.
Well, we're proud to be here because we love South Carolina. So thanks for having us.
Yeah, but Canada does, and Toronto is really a fantastic city, isn't it?
Toronto is a beautiful city. It's a real. It's a place that people, if people down here have a chance, they should really check it out. It's a vibrant city with so many different cultural groups, music, food. You know, for the most part, the people are friendly. I'm sure you're going to get some that aren't.
Right. And it's
like
very very sculptural, isn't it? Very high sculptures and very...
I mean, the
buildings. And
Oh, yes. Well-designed.
Very modern.
They say it's very clean. Usually you hear that about the city. So it's a great place. I grew up in Toronto, so I love the city. But also love, you know, traveling and...
Where do you like to travel the best?
I enjoy traveling a lot to Europe, and have been over there to Paris and Amsterdam, the Netherlands.
Yeah, well, over there in Poland, they say Diana's voice is full of class and dignity. Mm-hmm. I guess you cool. would.
Well,
I guess you would
enjoy,
like to go there.
Yes.
Enjoy there. And, you know, we really enjoy coming down here to the South.
To the South.
It's been a new experience for us for the past 4 years. We've been making trips down here. This is our second time to South Carolina. Second or third?
Third, actually. Yeah.
And I'm really enjoying actually reconnecting with my Southern American roots.
Yeah.
And I've had people come up, a lot of people have come up and asked me and, you know, about my story in connection to the South. And I've been made to feel very welcome here. So I enjoy coming down here.
And after all, this is the land where the blues began. So you can't come to a better place to play the blues.
We respect that very much.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So you're going to be here through the weekend, and then what? Where are you headed to after here?
Well, we're going to go down to Georgia for a couple of days, down to Savannah. Then we're back up to play in Greer, just down the road.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have some gigs up in the northern states, up in New York State, before we head back. So we'll be busy, but it's all good. You know, we love being here, and
it's a good opportunity and mm-hmm. great time of the year to be here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The nice thing is that although you may not believe this, but it's actually going to be a little cooler. We're only going to be up to about 90.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, how hot does it get in Toronto?
We usually will get in the summer, we can get up to 80, you know, and
even into the 90s as well.
Into
like,
the 90s, but not
but that's
like
rare.
Here.
It's rare. And you don't have the humidity, do you?
We don't have, yeah, it's hot down here.
Yeah.
I felt that coming down
further south. We came. Yeah.
The further it was, you know, further south we were getting, the hotter it was. But we do get beautiful weather there in the summer.
Right.
So
how about in the winter?
In the winter, it's not fun.
Yeah,
it's cold.
Do you guys happen to ski? Snow ski? Did you ever snow ski?
No, I'm not a skier.
Yeah,
but I'll walk in the snow.
Oh yeah, you walk in the snow. Yeah. How about being from Kansas? How about from Kansas? Were you ever a skier?
You know, I wasn't a skier, but I did get into ice skating.
Hockey? Did you play hockey? I did.
I had to learn. I was way behind all the other guys when I moved up there. So I, you know, being a guy, I took it upon myself to get right in there. But I was too far behind. I never became a very good hockey player, but I did learn to become a pretty good ice skater. So that was my winter fun. And you know, I don't mind the winter weather. The only time it's really a drag is when you're trying to get from point A to point B and it's snowing. I guess you get a little bit of snow down here occasionally in the winter. Yeah.
Oh,
so
and
you know what
we...
kind of chaos that can cause on the road. So imagine that happening for 4 or 5 months straight, you know, and then you got to get an idea. Yeah.
Well, you know, I think the thing about Canada, having been to Canada, you guys just don't care that it's going to snow.
No.
You know, down here, we say that there might be a flake or two falling, and there is no milk and no bread left in the grocery stores.
Yeah, yeah. Whereas up there, it's business as usual. That's right. So a different attitude. But, you know, vive la difference, I guess. Yeah.
You know, I was just thinking about this. If you were a hockey player, did you ever feel conflicted between the U.S. and Canada, you know, when the games were going on, and, you know, it was kind of tight there.
Well, you know, I didn't really pick sides.
You didn't pick sides.
To tell you the truth, like you're talking about, like, the Olympics or something like that.
This
yeah.
is a baseball
I'm more of a baseball nut because I grew up with that. So, I have learned to love the Toronto Blue Jays, much as they may struggle. They did win the World Series a couple of times. So, they, you know, in the big picture, it's been pretty good.
Hope springs
eternal. That's
yeah,
right.
There
yeah.
you go.
Yeah.
Well, that is great. Well, you are in for a treat. If you love the blues and you want to listen to 9-time Canadian National Blues Award winners, you've got to hear Diana Braithwaite and Chris Whiteley. Couldn't say Whitley, could you? It had to be Whiteley.
I'll answer to both.
Okay,
you know, yeah,
okay.
yeah.
How about just Diana and Chris?
That's what we usually end up being called anyway, yeah.
Yeah, but there probably aren't many people that attempt both these names one sentence. It's pretty
That's
tough.
Right.
But Diana and Chris are going to be at the Mill House tonight, 8 to 11, 1:15 to 2:15 on Friday on the CenturyLink main stage. This will be a first that we're going to be doing it in the afternoon.
Yeah.
So that'll be fun. And then 8 to 10 Friday night at Flynn's on Maxwell, 1 to 1:45 on Saturday on the CenturyLink main stage. And if they're still standing, 9 p.m. to midnight at Polo's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
we
like to work when we come. You know, we came to play, so we can't complain because we're getting a lot of chance to, you know, do these different venues and play our songs for people. So
That's
we like it. We prefer it that way, really.
That's right.
Yeah.
But I have a question for you.
Yes.
Where can I get a big hat?
A big hat?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. For the sun. No. Just about anywhere you can get a big
right.
hat. That's right.
Okay.
Actually, I don't know if the hospital's mobile unit will be there, but they may even be giving out big hats, you know, for sunscreen and everything.
Right. Right.
But you are listening to WCRS right here in Greenwood. I am Ann Eller. It has been my absolute pleasure to have you on the show this afternoon.
Thank you.
Gary made a good choice when he said, I want them to be in studio with you this time, Anne. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Well,
we've enjoyed it
very much.
Yes.
Thanks for having us, Anne.
We have a wonderful studio here, and thank you for keeping the blues alive.
Absolutely.
Down here in South Carolina.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Well, go rest up and get ready because they are going to be at the Mill House tonight, 8 to 11. You don't want to miss it. 1:15 to 2:15 on Friday, CenturyLink main stage. 8 to 10 Friday at Flynn's. Saturday, 1 to 1:45 Saturday on the CenturyLink main stage. And 9 to 12 at Polo's. Good luck, guys, and thanks so much.
Thank you,
Be
Ann.
Safe out there.
We will
thank
do.
You
thank
much.
You.
All right. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.